Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Urban Echo Chop approach for jungle and old school drum and bass. In this session, we're taking a ragga vocal phrase, or maybe a spoken one-liner, and turning it into something that feels like part of the rhythm section. Not just a vocal on top, but a chopped, percussive element that hits with the break, dances around the snare, and leaves room for the sub to do its job. That's the key idea here. In jungle and old school DNB, a good vocal chop does three things at once. It gives the track identity, it adds groove, and it fills the mid-range without cluttering the low end. So instead of thinking, how do I make this sound cool? Think, how do I make this behave like a drum? First, choose the right source phrase. You want something with clear consonants, a bit of attitude, and enough mid-range body to survive the chopping process. A short ragga tag or MC-style phrase is ideal. Drag it into an audio track and open the clip view. Now listen for the strongest syllables. You're not looking for the whole sentence yet. You're looking for the rhythmic meat inside it. Turn warp on. If the sample needs pitch correction or time shaping, Complex Pro is a safe choice. If it's short and already punchy, Beats Mode can keep the transient edge sharper. Set the clip start so the first strong consonant lands cleanly. Trim away silence at the front. If the phrase has a useful tail, keep it for now, because that tail might become part of the echo later. A good teacher tip here is to audition the sample like a drummer would. Ask yourself, does this bit work like a snare accent, a syncopated shaker, or a fill? If it only works as a full phrase, it's probably too long. Once you've got the source trimmed, make it easier to edit. You can consolidate the section you want, duplicate the track, or even resample a clean phrase into a fresh audio file. The goal is to create one focused pool of vocal material that's ready to be chopped. Now comes the fun part, slicing. In Ableton, you can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That's a great intermediate workflow, because it turns the vocal into playable pads, almost like a mini drum kit. Slice by transients if the phrase has clear attacks, or slice on a rhythmic grid if the timing is more even. Once the slices are on a drum rack, you can trigger each hit like a percussion sound. This is where the chop stops being a vocal and starts becoming a groove tool. Build a simple one-bar or two-bar pattern. Don't overdo it. Let the snare stay as the anchor. The vocals should answer the drums, not fight them. A strong starting point is an offbeat hit between kick and snare, maybe a pickup before the snare, and one little tag at the end of the bar. Try placing a chop on the end of beat 2, another on the end of beat 4, and maybe a quick pickup on the last 16th before the bar resets. If you want a more conversational jungle feel, let bar 1 say something longer, then bar 2 answer with a shorter response. And definitely play with velocity. If every hit is identical, the loop will feel flat. A range somewhere around 80 to 110 gives you movement and life. One chop can be the boss sound, slightly louder or dirtier than the others, so the loop has a hook point. Next, we shape the transients. This is huge if you want the chops to cut through busy breaks without sounding brittle. Start by making sure each chop begins tightly. Trim the start points so the attack arrives quickly. If a hit has too much breath or silence before the consonant, it loses impact. You can also reduce clip gain on overly loud slices, maybe by 2 to 6 dB, so the chops stay consistent. If one hit is poking out too hard, smooth it a little rather than just turning the whole thing down. On the track, use EQA to clean out unwanted low end. A high pass around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a smart starting point. The sublane belongs to the kick and bass. If the chop is muddy in the low mids, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the transient feels too soft, try shortening the slice start in simpler or nudging the timing a few milliseconds earlier. That tiny timing move can make a big difference. In jungle, the vocal should ride the break, not lag behind it. If you want a little more knock and density, add drum bus gently. Keep the drive must. You're looking for punch, not overcooked distortion. A touch of erosion can also roughen the edge if the sample is too clean. Just a little. We want crisp, not harsh. Now let's get into the dusty mid-range character. This is what gives the chop that old-school sample library sound system feel. You do not want glossy pop vocal processing here. You want a worn, band-limited tone that sits in the mids like another instrument. A nice chain is auto-filter into saturator. You can gently focus the chop in the mid-range, roughly 500 Hz to 4K Hz, then saturate that band so the crunch lives where the ear is most sensitive. That's part of why these chops work so well in drum and bass. The voice already has natural formants, so it can punch through the mix without needing a huge frequency range. If the sound gets boxy, trim a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets too sharp, Ease back the upper presence around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The aim is dusty, not dull. We still want those consonants to speak. Now for the urban echo part of the technique. The echo is not just decoration. It becomes a rhythmic layer. Put echo on a return track so you can send into it selectively. Start with a delay time like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 20 to 40% is a good zone. Then filter the echoes so they live in the mids, not the sub and not too much top end. High cut around 4 to 7 kHz, low cut around 200 to 400 hz. That way the delay doesn't wash out the mix. It sits inside the groove. You send automation so certain chops throw into the echo at the end of a bar or just before a transition. That little tail can feel like a fill, a response, or a doorway into the next section. A really useful habit is to think of the echo as a percussion effect. If the bassline and break are busy, that timed repeat can fill space without needing extra notes. For the routing, keep it clean and practical. Have a dry chop path for punch and clarity, an echo return for space, and if you want, a parallel grit layer for extra attitude. A utility on the group can help keep the low mid centered and the image tight. In heavy DNB, stereo spread in the wrong place can make the drop feel smaller. If you're feeling confident, create a duplicate version of the chop with more filtering and more echo. Then alternate between the clean version and the degraded one. That call and response effect works great with no extra source material. You can also add subtle motion with automation. Open the filter a little over 8 or 16 bars. Increase the echo send in the lead up to a fill. Close things down again for the drop. The trick is to let the arrangement breathe. A good arrangement pattern is this. Sparse intro, more active chop in the build, tight and punchy at the drop, then a stripped back version for the outro. You can even let the chop disappear for a bar before bringing it back on the turnaround. Silence makes the next hit feel bigger. Watch for the common mistakes. Don't overchop the vocal. Too many slices can make the groove nervous instead of heavy. Don't let the chop sit on top of the snare too much, or it'll blur the impact. Don't overbrighten it or it starts sounding modern and glossy instead of dusty and old school. And don't drown it in reverb. In jungle and DNB, timed echo usually works better than long reverb washes. If you want a darker result, resample the chop through your full bus. Print it with saturation, echo, and filtering. Then chop that resampled audio again. That can give you a much more unified, grimy texture. Very effective. Very sound system. Another strong move is to make three versions of the same phrase. One dry and punchy. One dusty and degraded. And one with echo throws. Then test them over the same drum loop. Listen in mono. Listen on small speakers. The question is not which one sounds coolest by itself. The question is which one supports the groove best. So to recap the workflow, choose a phrase with strong consonants. Slice it into playable hits. Build a rhythm that answers the break. Tighten the transients. Shape the mids with saturation and filtering, and use echo as a rhythmic event rather than just a space effect. If the vocal chop feels like it belongs inside the groove, not sitting on top of it, you're in the right zone. That's the jungle old school vibe, rude, rhythmic, dusty in the mids, and locked to the drums. Now go make that chop bounce.